It's 12:29 a.m. on Wednesday, August the 19th, 2015. This is the Hidden No, Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 11. And you should construct additional pylons. So, I'm doing a lot better today than yesterday. For one, I managed a decent night's rest last night. That helps. I did the, placebo, let me take a bunch of vitamins in the morning thing and tell me that's helping me, and while the placebo effect works, I felt better. And then in the afternoon, I did pretty good with a couple of different, things I had going on. So, first of all, shout out to Dave Slusher of the Evil Genius Chronicles. I picked up a book from his suggestion, The Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman? I'm awful with names, if you haven't, couldn't tell by now. Terrible. But, I know Dave has been talking about that on his podcast, On and Off. And, it's an interesting book. I scanned the chapter he pointed out, chapter 8, I believe it was. And it's a very, very serious 6-week course. A very healthy, veggie, fruit-focused food plan. And I could definitely see how that could help people. But, I've talked about it before. I have kind of a weird thing with food. Namely, I have a hard time keeping certain foods down. Like, I could be fine with food's flavor, but texture is something that's really weird to me. Like, I don't like a lot of fish, I don't like a lot of seafood, a lot of raw vegetables are kind of weird to me, certain meats are weird to me, certain vegetables and certain meats cooked in certain ways, kind of does weird things to my palate. But then, I also know that when I do stuff to food, I can make it oddly more appetizing. For example, things like raw onion or celery or cucumbers are normally things that kind of just make me gag. But when I have them in sushi, they suddenly work perfectly. For some reason, sushi is one of those things that it doesn't matter what's in it, I can eat it. It's fantastic. It has like the perfect mouthfeel. I think it has something to do with the vinegar on it. Is like coating it, changing the texture. Because I know when I go out to a restaurant for sushi, or if I cook sushi at home, it's perfect every time. It doesn't matter what's in it. You know, every fish I've had with it, every vegetable I've had with it, they work. I also really like nori, so. So I'm going to explore that. I don't think I can go all in on the diet. Not cold turkey, so to speak. Because I know how I am. Discussing this with my wife over dinner, she is slowly giving me a look of revulsion as I explain what the diet is. Now, for her, the diet would be perfect, and she is actually highly considering switching to it. It's a lot of salad, a lot of fresh veggies, a lot of fresh fruit, very little in terms of nuts, and for the first 6 weeks, absolutely no animal products or dairy products. Like, super vegan the first 6 weeks. And beans are your primary protein a lot. And again, for her it would be perfect. But her thinking of me on it, she's like, "That's there's no way you'll be on it, because if I tried that for a day, quote according to her, within 12 hours I would be cheating having something else." And she's right. We know my habits. When it comes to things like this, I do better easing into them rather than trying to just do a hard switch. I'm very stubborn that way. I, you know, don't know, just how I am. But, so tomorrow, or I guess later today, after work, a couple things are going to happen. First, I am actually going to get out to the pool, and Dave, I don't remember if you remember this, but last year in the Dog Days of Podcasting, you were very encouraging to me in terms of me getting out to the pool and whatnot, and I unfortunately let myself down and you down with the encouragement you gave me last year in terms of getting to the water. But tonight starts a new day. We will, a few hours starts a new day, but tonight we're going to get back in the water. Tonight we're going to get back and, you know, really push into it. Again, not to go too crazy, but definitely try to make it to a point where, you know, I'm getting good cardio out of it and, you know, pushing a little bit. After the pool, we are heading to the grocery store. Now, one of the vegetables that I have no problem with whatsoever that is on the list of things I can eat is spinach. I love spinach. Not cooked spinach. I mean raw spinach. And my wife was, you know, telling me that to her, spinach tastes bitter, and that's why she doesn't really like it. To me, spinach has kind of a sweet texture. Flavor-wise, no, but the texture feels sweet to me, and I think that's part of the reason I like it. So there was a time where spinach was, like, part of almost every meal for a little bit. So I'm going to try to get that back. I'm not going to do just too much of it because I know you're supposed to, one of the things in the book was to vary up your menu a little bit, so I'm going to try to do that. We're going to pick up some spinach, which will be for my breakfast stuff, and then some romaine and some mixed lettuce for, you know, later in the day. And I will not fall into the trap of dressing. As much as I enjoy good blue cheese dressing, that's extra calories and kind of defeats the point of the salad. Instead, what I actually like to do is, my wife, again, hates spinach, and then she hates this type of salad that I do, is I like to take apples and either strawberries or melon and chop them up, toss them into the spinach, a little bit of walnuts, I, you know, take them more and just kind of crush them a little bit, so a little bit smaller. Typically I would do raisins, but I think I'm probably going to avoid raisins just because they tend to have a lot more sugar in them, so probably doesn't fit into the plan too well. And then for dressing, I just take a little bit of honey, put in a measuring cup of about one part honey to about 4 to 6 parts water, and just kind of whisk it up a bit. You know, make it nice and a very light, you know, kind of honey syrup. And just put a little bit on there. Mix that up, toss it up. And that, to me, is absolutely delicious. It is wonderful to me. So, that would be one of my things. I definitely will still need to find a protein. And, again, it's going to take me some time because beans are one of those things that, unless they're cooked in ways that are kind of against the idea of what this diet's supposed to be, I typically don't go for them that much. Again, it's a weird texture thing. So, I consider myself a decent cook. I will find a way to make beans both still healthy for me and tasty to me. I don't know what yet, but I will find a way, and I will try to incorporate those into my salads. And try to incorporate those into my food. Again, I cannot... let me change the language a bit. I would like to jump into this head first, but I am aware of my previous habits that I'm now changing, and so I will respect the pathways my brain has and ease myself into this in a way that I don't just run for the hills and go get something ridiculously bad for me. You know, Dave's reply to my Facebook comments was very poignant. You know, of simply put, you know, there's kind of a reaction of, you talked about wanting to lose weight, talking about wanting to be healthy. Well, here's the thing. And then you have, crazy hesitation. So, in my defense, and see this as an excuse if you want to or not, it's not that I'm scared of raw veggies, it's that I know what my palate does to certain veggies. Honestly, I think back to when, and this is kind of, it's a little gross, but it's kind of, it's a story for it, it's appropriate. I remember the first time I had visceral reaction to, my texture thing being like triggered. It was the first time I ever had squash as a kid. Now, up to that time, my dad had tried multiple vegetables with us, peas, corn, the canned staples, the boring stuff that has been sitting in a brine in the can for so long that it's not really the vegetable anymore. So he tries to cook fresh squash for us. And, I'm trying things, I'm eating things on the plate, and then I try the squash. And the reaction to me putting that in my mouth was, the word projectile comes to mind. It was not pretty. The reaction was, well, I was hungry afterwards because I didn't have anything else in my stomach at the time. And that's the reaction I'm talking about. I still have that. Like, when I try to do tomatoes, I get that same reaction. We tried doing Brussels sprouts tonight for dinner. Patty loved them, had them. I had to kind of force my way through them. And by that I mean chew them. And my tongue is not willing to swallow them. Like, I'm seriously trying to swallow and it's not. So, yeah, you're drinking water with dinner. Maybe that's, I don't know, some of the programming I had from growing up as a kid and the reaction I had from that particular incident and some others with zucchini. But it's a hurdle I have to get through. Because I do need to have more of these fresh vegetables in my diet. I've talked about before, currently, before today, my way of getting vegetables into my diet was a beverage known as Green Goodness from Bolthouse Farms. It is a delicious beverage. It is, as my wife puts it, lawn in a glass. Blue-green algae, wheatgrass, carrots, spinach, all that lovely stuff. Some apples, some pineapple, some kiwi. Delicious. Here's a problem. It would not be okay to this book because it's a juice. All that stuff's in there, but it's been blended to smoothness. And one of the things about this diet is part of the reason you're eating all these fresh vegetables, all these steamed vegetables, is because the fiber still needs to be intact. The structure of the vegetable still needs to be intact. You're not allowed fruit juices on this. You're allowed as much fruit as you'd like, but not fruit juices. You have to eat the whole thing, the stuff that's going to fill you up. And so the vegetable juice I drink isn't good enough. It's not doing what it needs to do. So I need to fix that. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm easing into this food plan. I'm gonna make it happen. It's gonna work. Some way or another. But it's going to be an ease into it. That's really cold water, and I am sensitive to cold water. But I'm already wading in. One toe at a time. So, we'll see how I do. Lots of other cool stuff happened today, but it is going on 15 minutes, so I'm gonna go ahead and jet. But again, Dave, thank you for the suggestion of the book. I may not go directly into these 6 weeks right away, but I'm gonna ease into it. And then I'm going to learn as much as I can from it to get there. So, one step at a time. Alright, for now, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.